Speaking of a result, we have a result finally in the search for a new coach of the Socceroos. We all know what happened with Ange Postecoglou and his departure, but Bert van Marwijk is a world-class coach. He, of course, took the Netherlands to a World Cup final back in 2010. Since then, he's led the Saudi Arabian team to also qualify for this year's finals. He is a manager that has a lot of prestige and a lot of class that comes associated with his name. Speaking of both prestige and class, Andy Harper, Fox Sports commentator and soccer guru, joins us on the line. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Sam. Look, I think you can use one of those, but not both together.
Okay, both might be...
Gilding the lily a bit.
Both might be a stretch. We'll just go with class for the moment. We'll build up to prestige.
Righto.
Andy, you've been in this game a long, long time, and I'm not going to ask you to re-go over what happened with Ange, because we know. What's your initial reaction when you found out that it was Bert van Marwijk?
Resignation. You know, I still want FFA to go with if not locals, credentialed locals.
And why is that, Andy?
Well, because I don't know how much better Bert van Marwijk is, say, than Graham Arnold. He coached a team to a World Cup. Funnily enough, Sam, his crowning glory was also the moment for which he's been most heavily criticised. He has got a very good CV. I pay respect to Bert van Marwijk, and I will say of FFA that I can quite easily follow the logic of the appointment, right? So I don't want to can it in that sense. But my overriding view is not everyone was in this camp. I think most people were, actually, in hindsight, liked the way Ange did what he did with the team, and they liked the team being bold. There were moments when people started getting a bit nervous, but when we look back over that journey, I think most fans of the team and most sports fans who watched the Socceroos thought, you know what, that was good. We had a red-hot go, and he made a team from nothing, and they've qualified for the World Cup. Now, I look at Bert van Marwijk with a very solid CV, no question. He gets to that World Cup final in 2010, and, you know, that is a high point of any coach's career, lost 1-0 to Spain. But at the same moment in that game was when he was most heavily criticised from some of the greats of Dutch football, including the late Johan Cruyff, who was acerbic in his criticism at the way the team played.
Said it was anti-football.
Now, anti-football. I mean, it was against our football culture. It's against what we've tried to build since the 1970s over a 40, 50-year period. Holland became the Brazil of Europe based on this Ajax, Cruyff, Rinus Michels revolution, right? And the Dutch have been trading off that for decades, okay? They've made some great players, and Dutch coaches have been trading off that reputation for decades. Unfortunately, the truth of it is most of these Dutch practitioners now are Dutch by passport, but not Dutch by the way they set their football up. And this is causing a whole heap of consternation in the country, in the Netherlands itself. So forget what we think about it in Australia. But, you know, Sam, you get to the 2010 World Cup, and that horrible tackle by Nigel de Jong, I can't remember who it was on, but he nearly cut one of the Spanish players in half. That's become the bookmark, right, for that Dutch campaign. And that's why Van Marwijk has been so scrutinised and so criticised in some quarters. And I think, I look at that team. That Dutch team had Robin van Persie. It had Arjen Robben. It had Wesley Sneijder, Rafael van der Vaart, many, many other top-quality players. If Van Marwijk is going to go into a World Cup and play defensive with players like that, what's he going to do with our Socceroos? And I think, in that sense, if he plays, if he coaches to the CV that we've seen recently, then I can't see that being a progress. I'm sorry.
So, and the question there, Andy, and you were leading into it perfectly, and by the way, it's Xabi Alonso, I think, from memory, who that Nigel de Jong
tackle was
on.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, you're right.
In 2010. What kind of game style? I think everyone that follows soccer, perhaps not as religiously as you, but people that will sit down in their homes with their family next year and, sorry, this year, later this year, in 4 or 5 months and watch the Socceroos, they want to know what kind of brand are we going to be playing and how will it be different to Ange Postecoglou's Socceroos?
Well, those same people have watched last 4 years with Ange and then when he was at Brisbane Roar and Melbourne Victory, because that's when Ange's football has really been in the public eye, not so much in the old NSL, unfortunately, they have the profile.
Yep.
But from A-League on, what you saw with Ange's team was high tempo, possession-based, in the opponent's half, attacking at every possible opportunity, because that was the best form of defence, and he thought that's what the best teams do around the world, and we're going to peg ourselves against the best teams in the world. not going to accept the stereotypes that people have foisted upon us and to which we've slavishly agreed ourselves over years and just sit back and take what we're given. That wasn't Ange's teams, and anyone who watched the Socceroos, it didn't work every game, but we knew the team was going to go out and attack and try and represent the Australian sporting culture the way we've all grown up with it, and that is to attack opponents, right? Mm. Whatever code. And there's a lot of cross-fertilisation in the Ange Postecoglou method from Aussie rules, rugby league, our cricket mentality, all that he brought to the soccer team, right? What they're going to see, I'm expecting, and this is where I'm hoping I'm 100% wrong, is a foreign coach who's going to come and get very well paid. He won't know much about the place, but, you know, he can learn. How much does he really care about the legacy? Got a big question mark on that.
Yep.
How much is he going to invest in the local scene? Massive question mark on that. And his mentality is going to be to go to the next World Cup and do as well as he can, batten down the hatches, try not to lose matches so that his reputation comes through untarnished. And I'm not sure what else we can expect from him. And then where does that leave us? How much progress have we made with that approach? Mm.
And I guess, Andy, and I don't disagree with everything you're saying, would the argument against that be that Gus Hiddink did, you know, apply a similar kind of regime and tactic and had a very, very successful campaign, albeit he had a lot longer than Bert van Marwijk has now?
It's a good point. Yeah, it's a good point you make. And all I can say, this is why I think we've undersold Ange as a country.
Yep.
But just imagine Ange with a team that had Mark Viduka in it, just for a moment, right? Now, Hiddink was brilliant. And at that time, there wasn't a local candidate who could readily step into that position. It's a good discussion point. It's not a fair comparison because of the ground we've made over the last 10 years, etc., right? But the point about Hiddink, and then even when we got to that match against Italy, when he was too conservative, easy for us to say, we weren't in the hot seat. But Italy a man down, most people watching that game were waiting for Hiddink to do something to win the match, and he was waiting and waiting and waiting. He played poker to get to injury time, to extra time, and the poker game failed. Yes, we got to the round of 16, and it was brilliant, and we've been dining out on that ever since. But I tell you what, I'll pull one player out of that team, Mark Viduka, and if he played in this campaign with Ange Postecoglou, they probably would have won the group. Right? It was the lack of goal scoring that put us through the repechage against Syria and Honduras.
Yep.
Not because the formations or the style of play. They just couldn't convert their chances. And so if Ange, and it's no point me hiding my admiration for what he does in a dressing room with players, but if he had the Dutch team of Robin van Persie, Rafael van der Vaart, Wesley Sneijder, Huntelaar, all these other guys in 2010... that team would have gone out against Spain, and short of saying they would have won it, they would have had a real go at them. And if you lose the match, you're still true to what your culture has been over the last 50 years. According to the late Johan Cruyff, Bert van Marwijk just piddled all over that football history, and they lost the match anyway.
Mm. Yeah, it's a fascinating point. Andy, your passion is unquestionable, and your knowledge as a commentator in this country is second to none. We appreciate your time so much here on Time On. And look... I think you said you hope you're wrong. I hope you're wrong. And a lot of us probably hope that as well. But, you know, the proof will be in the pudding in 5, 6, 7 months' time. I appreciate your time, and we look forward to speaking to you soon.
No problem, Sam. Look, the comments will be made, analysis will be made, but overridingly, we'll comment on the team, but we'll certainly support the team. I understand the logic behind the decision, etc., and we hope they go well.
Good on you, Andy. Andy Harper there, Fox Sports commentator.